This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, DJV show with Doug D, J for Jennifer, V, Victoria, V for Victory, and C, well, there's no C there, but Kara Schillen, we feel, is important enough to the program, so she gets billing. She's the cog in the wheel at our headquarters at the studio, the main studio in Washington. So we have all the cogs here ready to go, focusing on things that are in the here and now, but maybe something that even is more impactful as we look to the future. A lot of people are talking about Davos and the people who are there, talking about the economies of the world's biggest countries or all the countries in the world. There was a panel that was held titled Putting Jobs Out of Work. The panel had experts from all around the world hashing out the nature and future of work. If robots and artificial intelligence and nanotechnology and machine learning and 3D printing, if those things are doing all the work, what the heck is going to be your job from 9 to 5? What are you going to be doing? I wonder about that. I think we've talked about that off and on here. It's really, I don't know... It's unsettling for me anyway. I'm trying to think of how they would do a radio program with artificial intelligence.
Yeah, well, wouldn't take probably too much. But I read a story, Drudge actually reported on this yesterday, that by 2026, the odds are that whatever job you're doing today will be gone. It'll be something different. It'll look like something different. Mm-hmm. And that's because of these really fast movements away from having to pay human labor because robots are cheaper and most times more efficient.
So what does that do to the whole discussion about the citizenship for people that are coming here, the DACA discussion, illegal immigration, people coming not only from south of the border but from all around the world that are taking jobs? We have more and more people who are on the dole, although these people that are in charge right now are trying to change all of that. Although I did see something this week that sort of was contrary to what the rule or what the ideas have been that have been set forth so far. There's a proposal to put 1.8 million people to, not to work, but to have citizenship. Excuse me, I'm wondering, this is young undocumented immigrants. I've never really understood this. You ladies want to try to explain this to me?
Yes. If you want me to take this one, Victoria, you want
to? Oh, yes. Nope. Okay. It's all you.
So this is just part of, this is the latest development because there are 3 weeks now between the government shutdown that we just had this past week through February 8th when the government is up to be funded again and faces another shutdown to figure out what to do with immigration. And so this is the plan that you're talking about was rolled up by the White House yesterday.
Yeah.
The framework will be available for public consumption on Monday. And basically what the White House has done is taken the wants and needs of both parties, the Democrats and Republicans, and put them into a framework. Now, what that would do is it would give a path forward, a path to citizenship for the Dreamers kids. These are people who are in this country. Usually they're 40 years of age or under, and they were brought here not by their own choice, but because their parents immigrated here illegally. And they've had to live up to a certain amount of standards, a certain GPA, or maybe some of them are in the military. Most of them are high-performing kids. Now, there are some exceptions to that. There are some of them who have done crimes, and there are always examples of that. But by and large, these are kids who are here and only know America as their own country. And so it was originally thought that there were about 700 or 800,000 of those kids. Well, now, once you start putting in everyone that will be available for citizenship under this umbrella, it totals about 1.8 million as laid out by the White House. So they will have a path forward, an incentive-based system to attain citizenship relationship over time. And in exchange for that, there will be a border wall, border security, $26 billion laid out for tightened border security. They will end chain migration, which, if you don't know what chain migration is, it is when one person wins citizenship into this country, they get to bring everybody that they've ever known without a lot of vetting. And then the lottery system, which is, again, a system where you're just kind of, your number's called and you're allowed into the country instead of having an incentive-based system or a merit-based system.
Right,
so that's the plan laid out. Well, look, this is, if any plan is going to work, it's going to be this one. And I don't love giving 1.8 million people citizenship because I think it sets a bad precedent.
Yep.
But I think if you do have to deal with these people that are in this country, and so realistically, this is the deal. Republicans would be giving up something, and Democrats would be giving up something. And I think it shows you the seriousness of the White House to get something done that also has bipartisan appeal. Now it's going to be up to these crazy, polarized people in the Senate to decide if this is okay to move forward on.
All right. Let's move the curtain back on this a little bit and understand what the numbers are. The cost for caring for illegals last year in our country, $135 billion between what the states spent, what the feds spent on illegal immigration, way up last year from the year before. You look at this, this is from the folks at FAIR, which is a group in Washington that is obviously interested in trying to put the kibosh to all of the illegals coming in here because they're interested in jobs for Americans, not for people that come here illegally. They say that the taxpayer cost of caring for the illegals went up from $116 billion the year before to $135 billion, and here's how they break it down. $46 billion in education programs from the feds, special learning, the whole business of having, you know, how many different languages in Framingham we teach. I think there are 14 languages in my hometown that are taught in the public schools. 14 languages. That means you got to have a teacher who can speak each one of those. I'm talking about Chinese is being taught. There's obviously Spanish, Russian's being taught, French is being taught. It's really pretty amazing to see how all of this stuff is boiled down. $23 billion last year spent for law enforcement, chasing around people who are illegals or people who are involved in illegal activity who are illegals. Thus the story of the fella from Los Angeles earlier this week, who, as we remember recounting, what was it, four rapes? Guy's been here and he drives the Uber car, that kind of stuff. $9 billion in welfare. See, that's what gets me. The welfare costs. California, last year, Jennifer, spent $23 billion, 18% more than the year before, on illegal entrance, protecting illegals, crooks like this guy who's the Uber driver.
Because they're illegal, they never pay into the system to help fund that if they're using those funds. That's the problem.
Texas, $10 billion. New York, 7, Victoria. Florida, 6. New Jersey, 4. Illinois, $3 billion last year. Georgia, $2 billion. Excuse me. North Carolina, Arizona, Virginia, all spending a couple of billion dollars last year caring for the needs of illegals. I can't imagine how a country like this survives spending that kind of dough on this kind of a problem.
Well, part of the problem is that those illegals, when the ones who are working, are actually, they are fueling the economy. They're not paying taxes.
Yeah, but they're spending money here. Yeah.
But they're spending money here, but they're also working. They're day laborers, and they're helping with products.
How many legitimate people who are finding easier to take the dole would be working if they were forced to work, taking the jobs that the illegals have now? I use the farm as the best example because on the farm, when I was a kid growing up, it was all white Americans. There were a couple of black guys that worked on a couple of the farms in Framingham, but there weren't a lot of blacks living in Framingham, so the pool was white kids, and that's who worked on the farm. Now, you can't find a white kid working on the farm. You can find plenty of Hispanic kids working on the farm. And so what is the reason they're there? Is it because the white kids won't do the work, or their parents don't make them get a job, or any number of combinations here.
I think it's all of the above. It's not just America, though. We were just in Ireland, and there isn't...
It's a big part of
it's everywhere. Almost... Yeah, but it's almost impossible to find an Irish or an Irish or white waiter in restaurants and hotels and stuff.
Living.
It's all foreign people.
What are they doing? Well, yesterday, the government announced that the priority for the farm bill is to eliminate food stamp recipients who don't work. And I'm all for this. Man, we should all have a round of applause.
Able-bodied, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. If you physically can't work, it's our responsibility to take care of you. Whether it's mental, emotional, physical, whatever, if you can't contribute, it's our job as citizens through the taxpayer, through the system, to take care of you. I've always believed that. But if you can do something, if you can contribute to the societal work needs, you need to be jobbing it. You do.
Mm-hmm.
So the USDA...
I think, isn't that something that everyone agrees on, though? We finally have one thing that... Really?
No.
Because
no.
I don't know any of my liberal friends who wouldn't say, yeah, that makes sense. So I don't know who who's opposed to.
Clearly, the government doesn't, because the government hasn't changed.
So how do the why is the government providing all these programs? If we all agree, no matter what our political stripes, then why are these programs in existence? Why? 48 million people last year used food stamps to feed themselves. That's 10% more than the year before, and 8% more than the year before that. So why we don't have a population that's growing to that extent? Food stamp participants living in households with earnings that are just below the so-called poverty line, which is about $59,000 a year, I think, now.
Wait, what?
Yeah, is that the median income? What's the poverty level?
$49,000 a year makes you poverty? No, it's like $18,000, isn't it, or $16,000?
Maybe even $20,000. It depends on how big your family is.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point here is that the new farm bill sets the eating and farming policy, and not only is it focused on what we grow and what you have for dinner and lunch and breakfast, but it also, most people don't realize, all of the food stamps come out of the farm bill. And so they're trying to cut back on the amount of people and requiring that people prove that they can't get work or whatever it is. It is a ridiculous, asinine reality that we have so many people who are getting so much money for doing nothing. And that's why you have all of these people coming here and being able to find jobs, because we've made it easy for people not to work.
It's $24,600, the family of four, that's their level of poverty. If you're one person, it's $12,000.
But isn't it about
Doug's got an inflated poverty.
But isn't it about time?
You're right. That's what annoys me about granting 1.8 million people citizenship. While I have a lot of sympathy and empathy for these people who only know this country, it's tough. I don't know if that's ultimately the way. But the good news is that they will have to go through sort of this merit-based program if this plan flies, where they have to have jobs and they have to become contributors to society. And I think that's positive, because what you want is people, if they are going to come here, to assimilate and become good, strong members of society. And a lot of times people that come here, especially from third world countries, like to stay in their own little communities, and they don't like to venture out and assimilate and learn the language. So that's the positive thing that could come from all of this.
Hard to turn the boat around in the middle of the stream, though. 20 minutes after the hour, DJ V Show.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
When it comes to growing my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples for office supplies. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Right now, get a 10-ring case of Staples brand printer paper for just $24.99, a savings of $33. So stock up and save.
Another smart move? Use a cart, because paper's kind of heavy.
Staples. Shopping smart equals saving big. Valid on SKU 513096. Ends 1/27/18. Intro only.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By Mrs. Ashton Kutcher, or she prefers Mila Kunis.
I think Mila Kunis.
Right. Before she was Mrs. Ashton Kutcher, she was involved in the 70s show and has made quite a reputation for herself. She's in those bad mom movies, right? Is it Mila or Mila? How do you pronounce
Mila.
It? Mila. Mila
mm-hmm.
Kunis. She was born in Greece. Right?
No.
She's Ukrainian, isn't she?
Ukrainian.
Romania.
Romanian.
I thought
she wasn't born in this country.
Eastern European.
Okay, we'll give her credit for that.
Yeah.
She won the Hasty Pudding Woman of the Year Award from Havid this past week. This is something they do every year. The Hasty Pudding Theatrical Group, they give an award to a man and a woman. And the group says it's for people who help them with doing, well, in this circumstance... this is an announcement over their tradition of banning women from performing in its shows. They're letting her do that, apparently. A lot of people had hoped that she would refuse the award and boycott the event, or at least speak up against the group's decade-long policy of excluding female collegiate performers. This is the oldest organization of theatricals in the country, and they've made basically male actors perform in drag rather than have women on the stage. Harvard is one of the most sexist institutions in the country.
Keep going, though, because this is the real point of the story is that they've actually changed that now, and that's one of the things there
that.
To announce.
I'm making a comment on what I know of the history of Harvard. But, yeah, they've changed. There was a Q&A situation, and she told the press and the students there, quote, to clarify, not just audition, will be accepted into, and that's the way they've changed their wording of whatever
women,
it is that they use
in
to cast
fall.
Women. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm here. I wouldn't be here otherwise unless they had changed this. She said it wasn't a stipulation. It was just something that to me was very important, simply is something that was going to happen inevitably sooner or later. And, most of the Hasty Pudding women just don't get onto stage. 20 women auditioned for this year's Hasty Pudding show in protest. So I didn't get from this whether or not they actually got on stage. They auditioned, but did they actually get on stage?
Well, I think they have a lot of women who work behind the scenes. who do like the props and stuff, but none of them are on stage. So next year they're going to, women have auditioned in the past. None of them have been accepted to be actors. And then in the fall, they're going to actually accept people to be on stage.
So they've changed the policy. Yeah,
they have given this award to women and men in the past, mostly men. You know, I remember when John Wayne won it because he was politically not what they liked at Harvard. But they brought him through and had a great lot. They had tremendous fun with him. Brought him through town on a tank. Remember that when I was a kid. But anyway, it's just I'm appreciative of her and her point of view. The reason I underscored what I said, Victoria, is because Harvard is, when you look at sexist organizations that try to hold on to the past, they're on the top of the list.
Oh, I know. I have two girlfriends who experienced not a great time there. Yeah.
Hypocrisy galore. All right, next, musically, our focus on 50 Cent. I don't know. Why do we have to say it like he does?
It's only 1 cent.
Yeah.
50 Cent.
Singular.
So what's the story here? He accepted Bitcoin for people who bought his album Animal Ambition. It was worth a lot of money. The value of those sales has skyrocketed, and the Bitcoin that he's holding on now is worth $7.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
So
the funny thing is, he
soon,
forgot
right?
that he accepted Bitcoin, so he found out that he has $7.5 million now.
Oh, good for him.
Wow, what a nice thing to find out.
Yeah. I get excited when I find a dollar in my pocket.
He, by the way, is in the current movie Den of Thieves as the one of the bad guys. So there's the story. 50 Cent. Thank you for the singular. 28 after the hour. Would you be a fan to
take friends and feel? Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When it comes to growing my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples for office supplies. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Right now, get a 10-ring case of Staples brand printer paper for just $24.99, a savings of $33. So stock up and save.
Another smart move? Use a cart, because paper's kind of heavy.
Staples. Shopping smart equals saving big. Valid on SKU 513096, ends 1/27/18, intro only.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After the hour, this is the DJB Experience. Doug Alasso, Jenna Risky, Victoriana, and Kara Schillens at the controls. I like to twist and turn things around a little bit here and there. Who in the world invented the doomsday clock? And of what ridiculous interest?
Dr. Doom and Gloom. He
My
was
God,
in Germany, I think.
The fact the news media loves to underscore the countdown. It started after World War II, by the way. The Manhattan Project, which was designed to build the atomic bombs. The scientists who did that, they were the ones, they worried after they developed it. You thought they were Edward Teller and that bunch. Okay, after we did this, we worried we shouldn't have done it. Duh. So now they put the destruction of the world in a faster, higher gear, if you will. And so now the League of Atomic Scientists are the ones who control it, and they've moved it forward by 30 seconds so that it's at 2.5 minutes to midnight. At midnight, the world goes kaboom, according to them. What nonsense. And why does anybody buy into this?
I don't think anyone does. It's just one of those things that people just kind of laugh about.
Yeah,
I don't know anyone who's really afraid of the doomsday. It does, but I don't really think that... Are people really worried that this is a real clock?
They moved it ahead because of what happened in Hawaii, too.
That was really the reason he came to the surface.
Right.
Because of what happened in Hawaii. And is it true that the fellow who was responsible for pushing the button isn't cooperating with investigators? I saw something out of the corner of my eye yesterday.
I saw that, the Hawaiian guy, he's now not cooperating.
Sorry, I'm not talking to you.
How does he even have a job? I can't believe they temporarily reassigned this guy, and then now he's not talking to people, he just wants to cooperate.
How does he have an option?
Yeah,
and,
right.
And then you wonder about the governor. I mean, look, I know that it's laid back in Hawaii, but give me a break. This governor says that the reason he couldn't tell people that it was a false alarm is because he couldn't find his Twitter password.
Well, that was, I know, that was.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, unbelievable. Boy. So let's see, other names in the news. Lester Holt is in North Korea this week, and he somehow or other got duped by somebody in North Korea. A report from a ski resort that wasn't a ski report. Anybody see?
I heard about it, but I didn't really look into it. What happened?
I saw the headline, like he fell for some North Korean propaganda or something like that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They let him into the country to show how wonderfully open they are, and then they told him he couldn't go anywhere, and they've been snookering him ever since. So, speaking of being snookered, John Kerry says he's seriously considering running for president again. How many votes does he have in this room?
Nah. Crickets. You couldn't know.
I don't think he's
really
going to.
I voted for Oprah before I voted for John Kerry.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
She said yesterday, forget it. I'm not. I'm going to do that.
She never was going to.
Well, you know what? Now, I just read a backtrack on that because In Style magazine did this article with Oprah. And in it, they said, are you going to run for president? She said, oh, no, it's not in my DNA to do this. Yeah. So everybody thought, okay, well, that was after the Golden Globe speech. But it was revealed that that interview she did with In Style was before she did the Golden Globe speech. And now a lot of people have been coming up to her saying you really should think about it. So now the backtrack on the story is maybe, who knows, she hasn't said no, she won't run for president yet.
Stedman really kind of stepped in it because he started telling everyone that she would consider it. So he's kind of the one that's really fueling it more than Oprah herself, which is so weird because we never hear from Stedman.
Nah. He helped her up on the stage, though, the other night when she was going up to do her speech. So the two California parents accused last week of torturing and holding their 13 children captive for years have now been barred from contacting them for the next 7 years. Why would they contact them at all?
Maybe until they're all 18?
Maybe that's
what it is.
Because they're still their parents.
Order.
It's a restraining order, so I think it was a formality. But so, it seems like the kids are going to, the younger ones that are under 18 will be going to two different foster homes, and then the older ones are going to go into an assisted living facility.
Aren't they going to be put up on trial, though? Isn't there an armed boatload of charges against them?
Yeah, they face life in prison.
Yeah.
So there's no other family that's come forward to keep the kids together?
Well, see, this is what's crazy, is that Louise Turpin, who's the mother in this case, has, I guess, a lot of siblings. I think so far we've heard from two sisters and a brother or a half-brother. And they've been everywhere. They've been on the Today Show and Good Morning America and telling their story in front of the media. And, oh, we want the kids to know they have family. Who knows? Maybe privately they've reached out. Surely it hasn't made the headlines yet. But that's the question: are they going to have any family support, or are they going to be going at it alone?
Am I the only one who's also a bit uncomfortable about the fact that they're doing interviews on TV and Good Morning America and everything like that? I mean,
they should be in a jail cell, for God's sakes.
I don't think the family members
should be. But I still wonder, kind of, you know, where were they? They're telling this story. I just feel like there should have been a little bit more intervention at some point. Maybe that's just me coming from a very close family. I don't really understand how they couldn't have noticed something was wrong. But I just feel a little bit weird that they're getting all of this TV attention and nothing happened in the last 20. I don't think that's the state of the news media. I mean, yes, it has something to do with it, but I think it has more to do with the ego of the relatives. And why they didn't do anything in the past.
But that's everybody. That's everybody. Look at Meghan Markle's step or half brother or half sister, whatever, blaming
sister.
Yeah, and then but they're all, and then the father is now saying he's not allowed at the wedding. It's just, you know, it's that happens for some reason. It just people love
work
to
out, come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, they do.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that's why I don't necessarily think that, I don't think that Meghan Markle's half-sister or whoever is a good representative of what she's like as a person. And so
right.
I don't necessarily know that the aunts and uncles who are coming out now and saying all these things are a great place for the kids to go to. They're not necessarily the most stable or the most thoughtful
right.
either.
Well, they're representing themselves as wanting to be supportive in the family. So the question is, are they really planning on doing that, or is that just for TV? And I think that's
yeah.
what we need to know. Because truly, if they were cut off from these kids, okay, they had no way of checking on them. Fine, we can go with that. But what happens now? Are you just on Good Morning America crying, or are you going to drive yourself to Corona and go check on them in the hospital?
And also, you know, how many kids are there?
13.
So who has the money to take 13 kids into their house? So there's also a financial aspect of it that is probably, even if you do have the best of intentions, how many people can really just say, yes, I bring all 13 into
the
West Wing of my mansion?
You and I are paying the bill for that, Victoria. We're paying the bill for that. That's a public, they'll be on the public dole. That's the way that they'll get handled. They'll become public wards of the state.
It's so sad.
It really is. Another name in the news, Julian Assange.
Oh, that guy.
Currently is sick. His physical health is deteriorating. His mental health is deteriorating.
Well,
according to clinicians that did an assessment of him this past week. The call for him to be granted safe passage so he can go to a hospital to be treated. Apparently, there's a doctor from BU who has volunteered to go over there. Why? Who knows why? But anyway,
the citizenship to Argentina, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he can get out of the building. If we're trying to get him out to bring him to Argentina, and I don't think they've done that yet. Maybe this will be the impetus to do that.
But if he's a citizen, can't the embassy say that they're transporting one of their own citizens?
I think that was the speculation last week, but they haven't done it yet because apparently, well, that was one of the reasons they did it is because his health is failing. But apparently the people who are around him, if you can believe anything that comes out of there, say he's crazy, too.
Wasn't Pamela Anderson bringing him sandwiches or something?
Yeah.
Well, maybe she can help nurse him back to health with some chicken soup.
You know, there's something else that is troubling me with regard to the news media. This whole business this year of the flu. Every time I turn around, I have 14 different sources that I go through every day on my way to figure out what's going on in the world. And here's another story that came from a newspaper in West Virginia, a story of a nurse who died of complications from the flu. She was sick on Monday and dead on Wednesday.
Jeez.
So you wonder how quickly some of this is. The daughter said, my mom went from having a simple flu to having a left lung full of pneumonia, and she died the next day. She wrote on her Facebook page, please take care of yourselves. Flu shots, but flu shots don't do anything. They're ineffective. Dr. Ken keeps saying, get a flu shot just to be ready, and he and I argue about this all the time.
Well, the flu shot this season is not 100% effective, but it is helping to lessen the load of the flu. My dad had a flu shot. I did not, and we both had the flu, and he was over it very quickly, much faster. He didn't have the fever that I did. So while it's not helping 100%, it is helping a little bit, I think.
I don't agree with that, but that's okay. We don't have to agree on everything. Give you my formula for this is always the same, having a very strong immune system
and the product that does it best.
Go ahead.
But that's the thing is that, yes, having a strong immune system is great, and you should always want to strive for that. But with this virus that's getting into your system, you're hearing these stories of people who were perfectly healthy, who were runners, who were exercising every day, who were 20 and 30 and 40 years old, and they're still dying from this flu.
Trainer. Yeah.
So it's not like it's not just an immune system thing.
Yeah,
this
not.
Is something that I know that how you feel about flu shots, but I think there's just a little bit, there's more to it.
Well, but the bottom line is you have a better chance of warding off a flu. You may not be able to, for whatever the reason, this one is a strain that's very strong and does, as is suggested with the story of this nurse and others that we've told. Most of the ones that I've talked about here have been, as you just suggested, people that were healthy come down with a flu, bingo, they're gone. in 2 or 3 days. It's acting that quickly. And so I give the suggestion that you build up your immune system as a general matter of purpose, because it's better all the way around, whether it's the flu or whether it's colds or whatever it is that is caused by an imbalance in your system. You can do yourself a lot of good by getting the right number of fruits and vegetables into your system every day. Whole ripened fruits and vegetables. Now, it is true that most people don't have 6 servings. Most people only have 2 servings of fruit and 2 servings of vegetables a day. So the way to do it, which is a proven way to keep your immune system strong or to get it there, is to use the products from Balance of Nature. Balanceofnature.com/DJV. If you use that promotional code, you'll be able to get a hold of this powerful product. You take 2, 1 fruit, 1 vegetable in the morning and 1 at night, and it will, over the course of a week or so, and they have people, their immune systems tested 100% better in a week, 700% better in a month. So this is the kind of good advice that you need to keep yourself on the straight and narrow. Flu shots are not. This is a way to feel better and be healthier. So get a free month supply from Balance of Nature by using the code DJV. It's DJV at balanceofnature.com. Not only do you get a free month supply, but you get a special discount on other items that they have. Use these capsules every day. The benefits are huge. Enhancing your immune system is a huge way to feel much better through the winter. Get your first month free using balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
There's a yellow rose in Texas that I am gonna see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. She cried so when I left her, it like the broke my heart. And if I ever...
All right, Texas Watch here. Victoria is keeping her eye on the prisons of Texas. Sounds like a good
pastime. It's my favorite pastime.
Yeah, sounds very exciting.
It's a new hobby of mine.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, an escaped inmate in Texas is back behind bars after authorities caught him running back into prison. So he was actually, he escaped. He picked up a duffel bag full of alcohol, some home-cooked barbecue food and tobacco, and then he tried to sneak back into prison, and apparently he got caught. And this is a thing now at this prison, that there have been a number of escapees who go and get all this food and contraband, and then they head back into the prison. But they're already out, so it doesn't make sense why they keep going back in. But that's what they're doing. I guess prison life down there must not be that bad, because they've
prison
already managed
life in
to
Texas.
Escape.
That sounds like a delightful way to spend your time.
Right.
Go become a crook in Texas, because you'll have a great time when you're in jail. Hoo-ha! 10 before the hour here on the DJV Show.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our weekly update with the man who's in charge of knowing all things automotive here. Nick Miles has a great website. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, check out Our Auto Expert. Our Auto Expert. Nick Miles is here with us. He's been testing new cars. I found it interesting that the Honda Accord, in fact, Nick, won the Car of the Year recently at the Detroit Auto Show. Do they have winners at every show, so the winner at Detroit isn't necessarily the winner in Los Angeles or New York, or is there some sting attached to it that actually has significance for a company like Honda?
Well, that's the North American Car of the Year that it won, so they have a car, truck, and utility vehicle. That's just done at Detroit, but I assure you, everybody is doing awards. Every magazine, every TV show, every website does awards, so there's an awful lot of them. It's hard to know which is the most significant, but definitely that one, the North American Car of the Year, which Honda Accord won, does help their sales a little bit. So it's kind of the Oscars of the car industry.
All right, you drove a new Buick recently. What do you think? Buick is General Motors. I've always been confused about Buicks. It was kind of like an Oldsmobile. Older people drove Buicks and Cadillacs and stuff, and obviously they're trying to change their idea. Are they successful?
Yes, they are actually. So Buick actually is General Motors' second largest brand after Chevy. So it's a pretty big company. There's a lot of interesting things. They've been trying to turn the company around for the last 5 years or so and make sure it's not your grandpa's Buick anymore, make sure it's a new modern dynamic car for someone that wants a little bit more than a general family vehicle, but doesn't want full-on luxury and paying huge amounts of money. So they call it attainable luxury. And they brought back the Tourx, T-O-U-R-X, which is one of their Regals, but it's a wagon. And they're saying that they think America's ready for the wagon. And I've driven it. I have to tell you, it's pretty fun.
So wagons, not SUVs. I saw a comparison of the Mazda CX-5 and the Chevy Equinox recently, whether that's a good comparison or not. Those are both considered SUVs, or are they wagons?
No, SUVs, the idea is wagon is basically a sedan car with the bit on the back, the extra square bit on the back, which gives you more space and more like an SUV, but it's low to the ground. So, you know, first of all, they're generally European, which makes them a little more sought after, a little more sexy. Second of all, they're lower to the ground, so dogs and kids have an easier time getting in and out. And they handle much more like a car. The reason that people tend to like that is, you know, driving an SUV can be great fun, but once you get up to driving on a freeway or windy roads, you can't really have a lot of fun with it because it sort of always tends to be top heavy, where these vehicles are much more like driving a sports car, but at the same time you've got the kids and the dog in the back or the surfboards or the bikes on top. And I'm only 5'4", Doug, and I have a hard time putting a bike on the top of an SUV and getting it off again. Not that I do that much biking, but if I want to get something on and off of the roof, with the wagon, it's much easier. I don't have to struggle so much. So there's a lot of practicalities for everybody to have a wagon rather than SUV. And the Yoke have hit this white space, and boy, it looks good. It drives good. I'm excited for around $30,000 starting price.
Really? Okay. So look for that new Buick. The Takata people, this is a company that has no reason for being. Their recall moving pretty slowly. Another 3.5 million airbags in the recall. Is there a competitor to Takata? It's become a household name because now everybody knows that the airbags made by this company pretty much go into every car. So what do you do?
Right. Well, you know, first of all, car companies aren't putting Takata airbags inside their cars anymore. The only reason for Takata exists right now is to wind down and make good all of their mistakes they've made in the past. I don't see a survival for the company, so they've got to do the right thing. But nobody's putting them in cars anymore, so when you buy a new car, be sure that it doesn't have a Takata airbag because everybody's said goodbye to a company that seems to have caused quite a bit of hatred and damage.
So is there one company that's taken over, or was there some company in the wings, or are there two or three companies, or are the car companies just making these things themselves?
All of the above, basically. There's no huge company that's taking over, but a lot of companies are making airbags right now. They're doing a really good job, and some car companies are doing it themselves as well. So just be sure that the airbag has undergone a revolution. It's been well tested. The new airbags going into cars are not expected to have any problems. And fortunately, if you have a Takata airbag, it's time to try and get it replaced if that could happen.
What do you make of the crash of another Tesla Model S here in California?
I passed it, my friend, which was interesting. I was on the way to the Jeep Cherokee event. From the pictures that I saw of the car and what I saw of the vehicle, it doesn't look like it was going 65. But, you know, they say it went into a fire truck at 65, but I think autonomous has got a long way to go, my friend.
I agree with that. Nick Miles, check out his website, yourautoexpert.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.